Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Movie ratings are designed to help parents gauge a film's content. But as Ron Leone of Stonehill College explains, standards have shifted over time, even as the rating system stays the same.
Hollywood unofficially kicked off the summer movie season with the release of the comic book-inspired blockbuster Thor. Earning over $65 million in its opening weekend and rated PG-13 for sequences of intense sci-fi action and violence, it's the first of several movies slated for release this summer that will be rated PG-13 and contain some type of intense action and violence. Next up is the latest installment of Pirates of the Caribbean, also rated PG-13 for, among other things, intense sequences of action-adventure violence. From the PG-13-rated X-Men sequel to Green Lantern, Transformers, and Captain America, all likely to be PG-13, theaters will be filled with a healthy dose of superheroes and villains battling for box office supremacy. But what about the violent, often bloody, struggles portrayed in these PG-13 films? If you've ever left the theater and said, 20 years ago, there's no way that would have been rated PG-13, you've described ratings creep. It's the belief that, over time, adult content has risen in films in the same rating category. And PG-13 is the critical category because it allows for the highest level of adult content to make its way into an unrestricted film. And never is this situation capitalized on better by the studios than during summer, when franchises and superheroes take over theaters. In an analysis of PG-13 movies from 1988, 97, and 2006 published earlier this year, we looked for evidence of creep in the same categories the MPAA bases ratings on: violence, sex, nudity, language, and substance abuse. Our result pointed to one conclusion: the only area of adult content on the rise was violence. So hold on. If 2011 follows suit with previous years, it's going to be a bloody summer.
That was Ron Leone of Stonehill College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Let's go to